You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This train in football is leaving the station. And for any doubters that for whatever reason can't commit to get on right now, that's okay. We understand. We're not going to take it personally. But as that train continues its path uphill, if for whatever reason at any time you decide you now want to get on board, then jump on board, because we got a seat for you. We got a seat for you. So I am proud to represent ASU Athletics in announcing Herman Edwards as our new head football coach and indeed the conductor of this train, Herman Edwards.
Know this, I delegate things to people. See, I believe you delegate things to people so they feel like they're part of it. You know, that's important to me, delegating people. So they understand that, you know what, I'm going to delegate it to you. I'm a good listener. I don't have all the answers. Trust me, I don't have all the answers. But I'm always in search for knowledge. And I think when you delegate responsibility to coaches, you uplift them. You give them the courage to say, coach, can we think about this? I'm not one of those coaches that says, hey, we can't change. I think sometimes change is growth. And you have to be willing to do that. So I'm okay with that.
Day. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome into the PHNX Sun Devil Show, guys. Shout out to OG's Brands, the official sponsor of Flavoring Fridays. Head on over to OG'sBrands.com to see their full lineup, including their two newest gummies, the OG's Naturals and the Big OG's, and find out where you can purchase. Guys, that was Ray Anderson and Herm Edwards. I'm Anthony Totri. This is Eric Ruby. We got DJ Caroline behind the Mac making all the magic happen today. And today is going to be an interesting one. Time to have the conversation that we've been waiting to have since 2021. Eric, it's reckoning day. The NCAA has handed out its penalties in review of Arizona State's recruiting violations. How did you feel just listening back to the introductory press conference from Beavis and Butthead there?
Brother, when you were playing that out loud before the show, we're like, I wonder if there's anything we could pull from this. And I heard Herm Edwards say, I am good at delegating. I lost my mind. I lost my mind because I transported back in time to who I was when that was happening. Okay. And to be honest with you, I'm embarrassed to admit this, your boy was on the Herm train, okay? Your boy was on the Herm. I was choo-choo. Listen, and this is how you know. I'm going to give you the real. I was choo-chooing all along, right? Now, to be fair, I was in school, and I was easily manipulated. So, you know, Ray Anderson standing up there, Herm Edwards standing up there, I was ready to run through a wall. Here I am today.
You mean you weren't ready to delegate somebody to run the wall?
I need you to run through a wall for me, but I also need you to break the rules when you run through the wall. Just hearing that brought back years and waves of disappointment and anger. And now I'm sitting here while it is the conclusion. It's like it all gets brought back up again. We all knew this was going to happen. But now it's like, okay, now we finally know what the end result is. And I'm just all over the place.
Look, this is going to be a longer show, right? We've got a lot to get into today in terms of it is the last chapter of this saga. And I think there's a lot of people that have a lot of anger and frustration. So I want everybody in the chat that does feel some type of way about what you heard at the start of the show, about these violations, about the penalties, feel free, comment it. Assuming it's, you know, something that we can put on the screen, we'll go ahead and throw it up as we can. Shortbus in the chat, I'm celebrating. Look, I know a lot of people, they're excited that this chapter is over and for Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham. You know, this is something that has been a long time coming. And I think you saw Kenny Dillingham lean into it last year when they had announced that there was going to be a self-imposed bowl ban in the 2023 season. And now here we are in 2024. And you're like, good, right? Good that that happened when it did. That team did what it did in 2023. And that was the case. But there are so many layers to this situation. And I do want to start off by just getting into the violations.
Yeah.
The violations that were initially there in the NCAA report. So let's go ahead. Let's throw up the violations on the screen for those of you that haven't seen what they are. There's impermissible in-person recruiting contacts during the COVID-19 dead period, recruiting inducements, and impermissible tryouts and tampering that took place during the Herm Edwards era that ultimately led to the initial investigation. And I was on the PHNX Wildcat show earlier, and I was asked about this whole thing. I think for me, you know, there's a couple different ways that you can look at this, especially if you're a sports fan, right? This is something that you never want your team to be caught cheating, right?
No.
There are a lot of programs out there that definitely violate rules. And you know, it sucks, right? You want to be a program that at least has a little bit of integrity. But for me, the worst part about this entire thing is when it occurred, is that it occurred during a time in 2020, 2021, 2022, where the world was going through just a ridiculous, ridiculous time, right? There were people losing their lives over what was going on. And Arizona State and Herm Edwards and Antonio Pierce and individuals that were a part of that staff felt that it was okay to still bring in recruits, take photos with recruits, have them on campus during a time in which it wasn't deemed safe.
No, it wasn't deemed safe. And the rules were in there like for a reason, right? And you kind of go back to that time and you think about like, yes, sure. In the history of sports, like you said, it's more likely than not a lot of places cheat, right? Yeah. Or they try to game the system or they game the rules. They do something. It's like before NIL existed, schools were still paying athletes. It's just a little bit different. But this is not only like disregard for the rules and disregard for what like your sanctions might be if you get caught doing this. And to be honest, for all the times to try to break the rules when everything's at a dead standstill is the dumbest time to do that. It's not only dumb because you're putting people in danger and because you're breaking rules or everything like that, but nobody else is going out and doing stuff like this. So if you do it, you're going like people are going to find out. There was no way they were going to get away with this ever once. No chance. But because of Herman Edwards and who he empowered to make decisions, including himself, which, yes, he delegated and he did not make every single decision. But to think that Herm Edwards was not distinctly aware of what was going on and the repercussions of it is insane. It's insane. He 100% knew. He had to, but he didn't care. He didn't give a shit. So now you're sitting here and you're like, okay, like we waited this long. We finally got the results of it, but it doesn't take away from the fact that like none of this should have ever happened in the first place.
Yeah.
None of it.
No, he shouldn't have. And again, there are so many layers to the report in the investigation here. And I know there's a lot of people, we'll get to the actual penalties that Arizona State has to suffer in a little bit, but I want to cover the part where there's people online on social media that are frankly, a little upset that they feel Arizona State is maybe they were handed too harsh of penalties for the situation. Chris Cartman, he's been all over this story for Sun Devil Source, does phenomenal reporting for, you know, Arizona State. Just in terms of the why, right, in terms of why Arizona State is getting the infractions that they are, is you look to other programs that have had to deal with certain situations, specifically recruiting violations. And there wasn't a whole lot of student athletes at the time that were involved in that, right? Like maybe half a dozen,
right? We're talking about six players. For Arizona State, you're talking 20 plus, yeah. Right? You're talking a significant amount of recruits and players that were a part of these violations for Arizona State. And again, part of that falls on Herman Edwards. Part of that falls on Antonio Pierce,
yeah.
Who, again, we'll talk about those two individually and how they're impacted by this ruling. Because Antonio Pierce is frankly not accepting it as it stands right now. So it's wild to me that they got away with this for as long as they did. Mm-hmm. Right. And then again, like it's not what you necessarily want to talk about. So we won't talk too hefty about it, but you cheated and you went 8-5. Right. So not only are you a terrible leader of men, because that Herm Edwards, terrible leader of
100%.
Something that he stands on saying, hey, this is, you know, we try to make these young men like actually be leaders.
Yeah.
And what did you choose to do? You chose to turn a blind eye to what was going on in your recruiting department, or B, you were so stupid that you didn't even see that people under you that you delegated stuff to were doing these things. So which one would you like to be? Were you just frankly dumb? Or was it the case of, oh, you know what? I'm just going to pretend that I don't
care, right? Yeah. And that kind of comes with part of like hiring somebody like Herm Edwards, who is coming from the background that he did, where he's probably not going to have the same respect for the rules.
Yeah.
And if you are the leader, right? Like you can argue about everybody else's involvement. Obviously, Antonio Pierce is a massive part of this as well. But if you are the head coach of a football program, and I don't know when this was said exactly, but I listened to a lot of Herm Edwards interviews. I listened to a lot of Herm Edwards audio, everything like that from his entire time there. Okay. Went to school, covered him, everything like that, the entire era. He said that he is responsible for everything that goes on in this program.
Yeah.
He is responsible for what goes on. He oversees it, everything like that. Okay. So if he didn't know, that's an indictment on him. If he did know, that's also an indictment on him, because he either A, wasn't smart enough to figure out what the rules could actually bring back and harm as far as ASU, but two, what it does for him personally and his future as a head coach, which we'll get into. But I know we're sitting here and we're like, well, that was years ago. That was a long time ago. Yeah. Why did this case take so long despite all the other ones wrapping up, you know, quicker relatively? That's just how massive this one was.
Yeah, over 200 different violations Shortbus has in the chat.
And over 30 recruits. Yeah. Like this isn't just some small infraction. This isn't just some Herm Edwards made a mistake, Antonio Pierce made a mistake, and they just didn't know what they were doing, and now they're getting unfairly punished, and it's so harsh. Like, no, like this was a massive, massive, massive deal.
And we could be totally frank. Like, the violations aren't ridiculous.
No,
right?
But there's a lot of them.
There is. Arizona State as a program, I know there were a lot of people that are like, this is really going to impact Arizona State down the line. In reality, not so much. A lot of, you know, what you would hate to see is a bowl ban down the line. Arizona yeah. State with the self-imposed bowl ban in 2023. These are the other penalties that Arizona State as a program has in part of the NCAA ruling. So there's 4 years of probation for the school, which we'll go over here in a little bit. A fine, a self-imposed postseason ban for the 2023 football season, vacation of records for contests in which ineligible student athletes competed, which is wild,
yeah.
Scholarship reductions, and recruiting restrictions in alignment with the level one mitigated classification for the school. So let's go ahead. We'll start by kind of going through these each one by one,
okay.
Starting with the probation
mm-hmm.
in and of itself. I know there have been a lot of questions in terms of what the probation actually is. It is nothing drastic. So it's pretty much just for the next 4 years. Probation just means a period of time in which any additional violations would be viewed a little bit more harshly.
And we're not worried about that with Kenny.
No.
We're not worried about that.
If you decide that you're going to break the rules while you're under probation, then you deserve whatever you're going to get.
Yeah, then I change my tune on you completely.
Yeah, absolutely. So again, the probation isn't nothing ridiculous.
It sounds worse than it is. It's just like if something like this does happen to happen again, and even if, let's just say, an assistant coach under Kenny randomly does something wrong, right? And he doesn't know about it, whatever. It doesn't matter, because if something comes up and you cause an NCAA violation, if you thought this was harsh, you're gonna get hit pretty hard with another punishment. So I mean, that one's not that bad. What about the next one?
So the fine is what it is. The fine exactly hasn't, the total of that hasn't been released as far as I can see.
My only worry is that like this athletic department isn't exactly operating with excess amount of funds. And funds. And I did a whole episode yesterday before our Jaden Rashada breaking news episode, which if you want to go catch up on that one, you can do as well. Breaking down like just how little financial investment ASU men's basketball has in them. And I know that football is a little bit of a different animal, but at the same time, like, this is not a school that can handle losing
a ton of
money.
There's not an excess of funds to go out there. One thing that I know there's been a lot of discussion online about that I'm still trying to find out is just if Arizona State is getting time served for the probation.
Right.
So while this investigation was going on, does that take part in the 4 years, or do they have to actually serve another full 4 years since it was handed down? I know Chris Cartman said that I believe he thinks it's for the next four years.
Yeah.
I would still wait to get an official word on that. You know about the self-imposed bowl ban, the vacation of records for contests in which ineligible student athletes competed. Before we get into the vacation of records for contests, ineligible student athletes competing.
Fun.
Wild, bro.
Fun.
What? Like a wild thing to have to discuss for your program. Players that were not allowed to play by the NCAA. We're playing in football games.
I mean, I'm not surprised. There's been nothing that I have learned or I have seen from the Herm Edwards era at ASU that would lead me to be floored by reading that statement. It's stupid. It shouldn't happen. It's ridiculous. But I'm not shocked. I'm not surprised. Yeah, of course they had ineligible student athletes play. Of course they did. They probably didn't even know. They're probably like, hey, you got a jersey on? Come on. Come play. Let's have some fun. Choo-choo. Get on the train, baby. That's You don't need a ticket. Just get on.
Ridiculous.
It's so stupid.
And between that and the recruiting violations kind of going along with the vacation of records, ASU does have to vacate all eight of its 2021 football wins and two 2022 wins for a total of 10 vacated wins. I know that puts Herm Edwards' total win and loss record at Arizona State at 18 and 28.
Changes everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
My entire opinion.
18 and 2028. The only 2021-2022 win that is going to stand is the win against NAU.
Can't take that from us, baby.
NAU, you
take
also...
Take that, Lumberjacks.
Arizona State, Arizona 70-7 game is not getting vacated. So all the Wildcat trolls and fans, don't worry. That one still exists. And even if that one was vacated,
it still exists.
It still would always exist.
I mean, and that's the thing is like, okay, vacated wins, to be honest with you, they mean nothing to me. Not from that era. Right. You could take away every single Herm Edwards win from his record book and I wouldn't care. 70-7, we'll take that. We'll hold on to that. Other than that, man, like you want to take away the eight wins from 2022, man? Like,
Ten wins over two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
What does that say about the program at the time? Wasn't very good. Yeah, it wasn't very good at all. Jagger in the chat, 2021 was a huge disappointing season anyways. So, oh, well, absolutely.
Just what you thought, it couldn't get worse.
Absolutely. Again, I don't think there's a lot of Arizona State fans that are at this point and they're like, oh my gosh, I can't believe we're vacating wins.
I mean, if you're losing sleep over that,
you shouldn't be losing sleep over any of this. To be completely honest,
like, we were all relatively prepared for this.
Yes.
Nobody thought it was going to be a small punishment. If it was a small punishment, then it wouldn't have taken this long. I think it's just like the fact that this is in your face now and you read it all off as one, it kind of compounds and it's like, wow, that's a lot. But when you start breaking it down piece by piece, I mean, we're a couple things in and you've got, you know, you can't break any more rules. okay, I'm fine with that. You're going to get a fine. That does suck, but hopefully the university has been preparing for this. And who knows if they will.
The nation's biggest public institution.
Right. I think they could pay a fine. It'll be a hefty one, but they should be able to take the fine. And then now you're vacating wins from a previous regime in a previous season that, quite frankly, nobody cares about anymore. Like, yeah. Nobody holds any like love in their heart for the Herm Edwards era. Now, there is more that does impact ASU to this day, but so far we're listing off all these things. None of it is like...
None of it's earth-shattering.
The program is screwed.
None of it's earth-shattering. Still waiting to see the number of scholarships that Arizona State is going to lose.
Yeah.
Chris Cartman also reporting earlier today that ASU is going to have several weeks over the spring and summer in which it will not be allowed to host recruits on campus, and several weeks in which it will not be allowed to call, text, and message recruits. After that, there will be no more recruiting restrictions. So you just got to kind of buckle up for the summer. Have faith that Kenny Dillingham and company, you know, they've kind of established some of these relationships. It's set to be what I can see a decent recruiting weekend this week. So again, Arizona State and Kenny Dillingham, they're on the other side of this pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this is just closing the chapter in what was just a disgusting era of football. And again, I think John Wilner tweeted it out just a second ago. Only Arizona State would still have the athletic director that was in part responsible for this entire situation still employed at the university teaching classes.
Yeah, and getting that same salary as well. Like, he's getting his, the second highest paid AD in the entire country? He was at least top five.
He was a top five paid athletic director. I don't think that salary is going to stay the entire term of him being a teacher. I think it was just the remainder
of the contract that he had signed to be AD.
I believe so.
But he shouldn't, he shouldn't be involved in the school in any capacity.
He should not be on the staff.
Like, imagine if Herm Edwards was teaching a class at Cronkite right now.
That'd be crazy.
Like,
that'd be wild.
That's insane. That's insane. It is truly ridiculous. And I mean, there's a lot when it comes to that recruiting that you can possibly like get worried about, where you're like, okay, this is a program who is trying to rebuild from the fringes. It is trying to like kind of build their way up. And the way that Kenny's doing that right now is through recruiting. And to have any sort of restriction on that could put you a little bit behind. But at the same time, it's not something massive enough that's going to completely uproot the program. But I think it is something that's worth like being like, okay, damn, that's going to impact a little bit, because you know that Kenny's always working. You know, he's always trying to get people, talking to people, texting them, communicating with them, everything like that. You losing that even for a shorter period of time, it is going to affect you in one way or another. And we might not even understand or know the impact of it, but it will happen. And Chris in the chat with a funny comment: Herm should teach a class called Ethics and Morals.
That'd be funny. That would be really funny, especially if Ray Anderson was co-teaching that class.
He's like the guest speaker.
Yeah. First guest speaker. My goodness.
All right, Ethics and Morals, lesson number one: hire your best friend.
Yes.
And let them do whatever they want.
Always delegate, guys.
Always delegate.
Always delegate.
But don't understand what's going on when you delegate, so you have plausible deniability, or say you don't understand that what
Let's
was going
get
on.
100% straight. He knew. Herm knew.
Well, and so and if we're continuing on stuff, Herm, when we can get into his punishment a little bit more later, his punishment reflects somebody who knows. And who knew what was going on. And Michael Crow was on the radio, and I know this because at the time I was working at that station, and said that like Coach Edwards is responsible for all the actions of his people, but these are things he did not ask them to do, the things that he was not a part of. First of all, that statement itself completely contradicts itself. You can't say he's responsible for everything, but he had no part in what happened. And as the university president, like, this was like eight-ish months after the investigation started. Like, you have a general idea of what's going on, or at least you should. And if you don't, that's an indictment on you. I'm talking about Crow. If he doesn't know what's going on, it's an indictment on him. And if he did and he comes out and he straight up lies, that's also an indictment on him. It's another, you look bad in both case scenarios. But to come out and be like, listen, we all got to take responsibility for this, but Herm also has no responsibility in what happened. It's utter bullshit.
Let's not forget that they paid Herm Edwards to leave.
Yeah. You're paying Ray Anderson
to leave. They paid him millions to leave.
Yeah. You had a contract buyout with Herm. First of all, not only just because of the violations was he let go. Dude, the team stunk.
Like, they were coming off a loss to Eastern Michigan.
Eastern Michigan, dude.
God, that post-game show was one of the worst shows that I've ever had to be a part of.
I was answering phones for the radio post-game show on that, and I don't think I've ever talked to angrier ASU fans.
Yeah, and rightfully so.
At that time.
Rightfully so. Herm Edwards, Ray Anderson, and Michael Crow, at that time, they condemned this program and the fan base to years of suffering, because quite literally they said, you know what, we don't give a shit. That's what Michael Crow, Ray Anderson, and Herm Edwards said to the fan base, is we do not give a single shit about the success of this program. We don't care about the development of these student athletes, and what we really don't care about is the fan base. Ray Anderson on one occasion looked a fan in the face at DFA and said, we don't need you. What the fuck? Excuse my language, but what the fuck? You're the athletic director of a university, and you look a fan in the face, regardless of what that fan had to say to you, and you say, we don't need you, after all the BS that you put this program through? Ray Anderson is going to sit mighty on the fact that he got Mullet Arena done. He's going to sit on that. Well, guess what? Look at your football program. Look at your basketball program. Look at your baseball program. Look at the state of NIL. The NIL for the Sun Angel Collective doubled the day Ray Anderson was canned.
Yeah.
What does that say about the hatred for that man?
There were literal people pouring their own hard-earned money into a moving advertisement to fire Ray Anderson. There was a bus driving around Tempe, basically, that said, fire my athletic director. Do you understand the amount of hate and ire that goes through somebody's brain where they go, I'm not going to donate to the program, but I am going to spend money, but only so everybody knows that I hate you. I hate you, Ray Anderson. I hate what you've done to everything. And then he gets to keep all of the money that he's making, and he gets employed by the university. Herm Edwards can run the football program into the ground, violate so many different NCAA rules. All of that, and hey, let's just buy him out.
It's just,
who cares? We have so much money, apparently.
And I know we're getting a little off the rails.
No, that's okay. No, who cares?
But it's,
dude, this
it's,
is the time to get off the rails.
It's just a giant middle finger. It's just a giant middle finger to the fan base.
Yeah.
Which is just, no fan base, I don't care where you're at, deserves that level of disrespect in blatant bullshit.
Yeah.
That Ray served, right? Ray's gone. Ray is not the athletic director at Arizona State. Son of a fans can sleep decently. Okay. You can look under the bed. Ray's not there. Okay. I promise. You can look in your closet at night. Herm Edwards isn't there. But guess what? The boogie monster, he's still outside your fucking house. And his name is Michael Crow. Okay? Because Michael Crow, I guarantee you, knew about this shit.
Dude, he had to, or else he's also bad at his job. It's a lose-lose situation for him. He either knew, and he's bad at his job, as far as athletics go, or
he is absolutely horrible at his job when it comes to athletics.
Right, and that's
absolutely.
And that's the thing. He can go out there, and he can talk about, oh, you know, we have turned around as a university, all that. Cool. That's not what this show is about. That's not, quite frankly, what I care as much about. Like, I care about what have you done to my sweet, sweet athletic programs. And the reality is you took a big fat dump on them, right? And Ray,
that's putting it nicely. It's no, like you went to Taco Bell.
It's like you ordered about eight
chalupas and you said, I'm just gonna, you know, side of the road. This looks good.
No,
this
and
is
then
where
you,
we're
and
at.
And then you waited to flush. And then you waited to flush, right? Like you're going to the bathroom. You're like, I'm just going to leave it here. I'm going to let it linger. I'm going to let it stink up the whole place.
I'm going to let it linger.
And the stink is going to be so bad. It's going to get in the walls and in the ceiling that once I leave, once I flush this mess, you can still smell it for years to come.
For 4 years, to
okay?
be specific.
And not only that, like, okay, and then you scrub, right? You scrub, scrub, scrub. And you get somebody to come in and clean it. You're like, I finally got rid of the mess. And then sometimes you just walk
in. But you always know.
And you still.
You always know. It's
get
still
that
there.
Whiff. And it's just like, God, I thought I got rid of this, but no, I'm still smelling it every time I show up. So it's it's so insane to be so bad at your job that not only are people driving cars around with a banner saying fire you, people are doubling their money and donations to school once you are no longer the athletic director, but that you were so bad and you put this program in such a state of dismay that to this day, months later, they are still hitting like a wall because of you. They are still running into problems because of you, right? Ray Anderson is gone. The problems that Ray Anderson caused are still alive and well. Herm Edwards is gone. If there's anything that today showed, is that the problems that Herm Edwards caused are alive and well. Okay, that is how bad all of this is. And Kenny can be a great coach and a great recruiter and a good guy and have a great staff, but you still need to just have time to get the shit stains out of the walls before you can actually sell the house. Okay, and that's where we are right now. Is it over? Have we finally gotten stuff handed down? Absolutely. Are we able to start slowly moving forward with our life as ASU fans? Absolutely. But the stank is still there right now.
Short bus in the chat. So it smells like Tucson. Got it. Tony also in the chat. Having no AD is actually better than having Ray there. LOL. I do want to get to Tony's question.
That's true.
And I will in a second. But first, I want to tell you guys again about our lovely partner, OGs, again, the sponsor here for Flavoring Fridays. OGs, they've launched two new products made with live rosin and RSO, the OGs Naturals and the Big OGs. And I can't think of a better week if you're an Arizona State fan to go to your local dispo, get yourself a fresh pack of OGs, and just indulge for the weekend.
You deserve okay? it.
Forget
deserve
everything. It. Exactly. You absolutely deserve to have yourself a beautiful high with OGs. Again, the OGs Naturals are vegan gummies made with live rosin and RSO. Available in a sweet clementine flavor. Meanwhile, the Big OG's gummy is a mega version of Peg's Raspberry Orange RSO. It's one of the company's most popular products, guys. It's 10 slices, each with 10 milligrams of THC for a total of 100 milligrams of THC. And, you know, I can't think of a better time to have it because tomorrow's 420.
Dude, you know, you're not wrong, okay? ASU fans, kick back, relax. Take an OGs, enjoy your 420, and just try to forget.
Do it.
Just
guys,
try to move on.
Do it. To learn more about OGs gummies, where you can find them, head on over to OGsBrands.com. You do got to be 21 plus to enjoy.
Yeah. Listen, guys, no Shane Diefenbach here right now. He's out helping grill Gary Bettman and Alex Morello. So thank him for his service. But of course, if you follow him along or you follow us in the show, BetMGM, they are our dear, dear friends. And they have a brand new promotion called MLB Grand Slam Jackpot, which sounds pretty cool. And I know you need some good news in your life if you're watching the show. It's a weekly bet and get promotion. You place $10 or more on a wager for any player to hit a home run every weekend. So that includes today, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, your classic weekend days. You know, if that player hits a grand slam on that day, they can win the $50,000 daily prize or a share of the prize for every other winning bettor. So let's say, for example, customer bets on Aaron Judge to hit a home run on the 31st of July against Houston. If Judge hits a grand slam along with nine other customers, each of you will take home $5,000 in cash in addition to your bet winnings. But if you pick somebody who nobody else picked, let's say you go for a Ketel Marte and not a lot of people are betting on Ketel Marte to do it, well, then you might take home that whole jackpot, right? So it's a little bit of a play. You want to find somebody who's maybe likely, but not too likely. And it's a fun little back and forth balance. You can get this offer in four easy steps. You download the BetMGM Sportsbook app on iOS or Android, or visit BetMGM.com. Sign up, deposit at least $10 into your sportsbook account, place your first wager, and you can also receive, if you don't want to be included in this promotion, $1,500 back in bonus bets if your bet loses. A lot of stuff going on at BetMGM. The only thing that you absolutely have to remember is promo code PHNX. Get yourself some free money, some free bonus bets, everything like that. Deposit at least $10. You can receive up to $1,500 in bonus bets if that bet loses. Check out the show notes for full details. And now listen to Shane talk about the disclaimer.
Bonus bets expire in 7 days. One new customer offer only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY, 467-369, New York. Call 1-800-327-5050, Massachusetts. 21 plus only. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP, Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF, Iowa. 1-800-981-0023, Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in New York, Nevada, North Carolina, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Beautiful. Look, Tony brings it up. Today is a day to celebrate and rant. And that's what we're going to do. Okay, because it's behind us now. Now it's more so just like, it's like you read a shitty book that had a I won't even say a decent start. It had the potential to be an exciting book. And then you get to the end and you're like, this book was fucking trash. And I'm kind of upset that I had to read it.
That's it made exactly my life actively worse.
Yeah, absolutely. It wasn't a book that was like, I learned something. It was a book that was like, this took dumber. Years off of my existence, and I'm not going to recommend this book to anybody. I don't recommend Herm Edwards. I don't recommend Ray Anderson. And I don't recommend Michael Crow. And I did want to get to Tony's question that he had a little bit earlier in terms of Michael Crow. He says, I can't think of any possible way to get rid of Crow. Can the Board of Regents do something, or is Crow up their asses? Yeah, Michael Crow, I hate to report, is not going anywhere.
Nowhere.
He is very, very connected with that Arizona Board of Regents. It would take a lot for Michael Crow to have to get tossed from his position. He'd have to do something that Robert Roberts did at Arizona. Or maybe even worse, to get him off that. Your only hope that Michael Crow is gone is really retirement at this point. And there is no reason for him to retire with the university being where he is at, or where it's at, pardon me. Because, you know, we could say what we want about athletics. The university is in good standing.
Not just good standing. I mean, listen, I'll take my sports hat off for a second, and I can guarantee you that unless Michael Crow wants to leave, he's not going anywhere until he makes that decision. Because Arizona State, as a university, as an academics school, their entire reputation has dramatically shifted from the time that Michael Crow's taken over.
Yeah.
Right? The campus has been completely renovated. Now, there have been some projects and stuff that I believe are not good for Tempe, as in putting a retirement home in there. But the financially, like, ASU and Tempe as a city is better. ASU academically is better. They're at the forefront of a lot of things. And I just think that unless, like, something happens on that end, he's not gone. There's nothing that athletics can do. There's nothing that athletics can do to get Michael Crow out of here. The only people who will pay for the athletic department suffering are the people who actually work in it. That's it. There's no way. And I know a lot of people are like, we need a president who cares for both, and we need that. Like, I agree with you, but at a certain point, you just have to face reality. And reality is that until these sports programs, like, they have to be successful first for Michael Crow to, like, reinvest in them, mm-hmm. right? He's not going to go out of his way to fix shit. He's going to wait for shit to get better, and then he's going to use that money to fix it because he feels like he can do a lot of other things in different places. But he's not going anywhere.
No. Paul in the chat, 4 years is a bit harsh, don't you think? It's something we talked a little bit about earlier, just because of the number of student athletes that were involved, significantly more than any other recent case. It kind of makes sense.
And it's not like it's not a 4-year bowl ban.
No. Bowl ban would be crazy.
No, it's 4 years of probation. And Tochi brought it up earlier. That just means if you get in trouble again, you're screwed. more or less. And I don't expect that to be happening with all the history of what's going on with this program. So basically, you can't break any rules extra. Like, it's extra bad for the next 4 years. So that the amount of years on that, I wouldn't even care. Hell, make it for the rest of ASU's eternity. So that way that people actually act right. Okay? Like, that doesn't have a massive effect.
Danny brings up an interesting question. Or not really a question, but I'd like to frame it as a question. Let Kenny, Bobby, and all the other coaches come together and pick their own athletic director. What do you think about that?
I don't hate it. I don't love it. I'd like it a lot less if I had faith in ASU's process in hiring an athletic director, but I don't. So that's probably the better choice. But I think that with Kenny at least picking somebody, he's going to make sure they understand the NIL side of it, right? And that is the biggest thing that's facing the school right now. It is their biggest difference with other Power 5 programs is simply the amount of funding that they have, right? And I think that if you can bring an athletic director in here that actually understands that, that is going to put time and energy and effort in correcting that, then you're going to be in a way better spot in every single program. Because it's not just the quote-unquote revenue sports that are losing guys. I'm pretty sure ASU Wrestling lost somebody.
Yeah,
yesterday. Yeah. Like, it's
ASU hockey as well.
It's happening everywhere. And you'd be crazy to think that not having an athletic director right now isn't playing a part into that. But it's almost just as bad if you bring somebody in who just doesn't get it. Like, Ray Anderson didn't get it. You can't do that. But I don't think they're taking their time to avoid that. I think that they're just, I don't know what they're doing, honestly.
I don't know, but we'll see. Obviously, now that the investigation stuff has kind of wrapped up, not totally, because as the NCAA report says, two individuals are contesting portions of their respective cases
via
written record hearing. After the written record hearing, the committee will release its full decision. I don't think Herm is contesting.
I'm kidding. I don't think Herm Edwards cares.
It is Antonio Pierce. Antonio Pierce, per Chris Cartman, is one of the individuals who is contesting. Which is interesting considering Antonio Pierce is the head coach for the Las Vegas Raiders and you feel like he'd just kind of want to put this behind him as well.
Yeah.
But it's not a good look for him, right? I believe as it relates to Herm Edwards, he's not allowed to coach again in college football.
Yeah, he has a show cause penalty of at least 3 years. So basically it means that he's not going to coach again in college football.
And I can't imagine anybody would want to hire him.
No, and I mean, I can't imagine he's going to want to do it.
18 and 28, you're our guy.
I mean, could you imagine firing your head coach for whatever reasons and like your athletic director sits down in like a meeting and they go, what about Herm Edwards? Fired.
Ray did it.
Fired.
Ray
did. Get out of here. No, but here's the thing. When Ray did it and Jacob, who's sitting in here as well, we were talking before, like we were not angry at the Herm Edwards hire when it happened. I'm sure there were a lot more skeptics than me. I was a on the train believer. I thought it was going to go well. But I don't think that it was some asinine idea to hire Herm Edwards when they hired Herm Edwards. I do think that if somebody were to take another chance on him, that they would actually have to be admitted to a psych ward because that would be ridiculous. That can't and will not happen. I'd put my entire life savings on Herm Edwards never coaching in college football again.
Short post in the chat. My guess, it's Gil or Hawk being the other individual. It's look. Arizona State is better because of this being behind them as it stands right now. And I know there's, you know, some recruiting stuff that still kind of has to get not necessarily figured out, but dealt with over the next few weeks and months. And that is what it is. You're just going to take it on the chin. If you're an Arizona State fan, I want to say it the same way I did yesterday when Jaden entered the portal. The sky is not falling. Now, if something were to come out if we're back in 2021 and you know, this comes out again, right? NCAA investigating Arizona State, your quarterback enters portal, all this type of stuff in year two of a coach, then you're talking about that. Now you're talking about, okay, out with the old, and it's not even in with the new. It's the new is here.
Yep.
Right? And you got to believe in what Kenny and the staff are doing. Again, forget the 3-9 season. You knew that was, no one was going to go win the championship in year one.
No. Okay? No.
Nobody, it would have been rare to even make a bowl game in year one. That's partially why the self-imposed bowl ban was what it was, right? Team knew what the roster was. They knew what they were capable of doing. And I think you move forward now with an understanding that even 2025 is probably the year that you're looking at where you're like, this is where you're going to get a real taste of what Kenny and company can do. 2024, yeah. I think the expectations are set. You really want to get to a bowl game. I was having a conversation with a former player yesterday. I think this team is where it stands right now. You're looking at probably a 5-win team is what I can see. I see 5 wins on the docket, assuming they don't go out there and upset anybody, right? But there's always a possibility.
They might. I mean, you're right in that nobody had expectations year one that it was going to be completely turned around. I've used the term, you can't microwave a good football program in college. You just can't do it. You got to bake it. You got to let it be in there for a long, long time and grow organically. And nothing that happened today is going to be a massive roadblock or speed bump for them. There's going to be a couple hurdles that now Kenny's going to have to navigate, but that's nothing different than from the moment that he got this job. And I think that's part of the reason why you get Kenny for the job. And I think it's part of the reason why, you know, Kenny is going to be able to take this in stride, because I don't think there's anything that's happening that he wasn't prepared for. And it is in the past. There are going to be some things that they need to deal with. And, you know, there's probably going to be some lingering remnants of it and news from it going forward. But, you know, if it's 5 wins this year, it's 5 wins. I'm a little bit more optimistic, but I don't even know what this roster is going to look like. I mean, you just lost Jaden Rashada yesterday. Who knows what else is going to happen? But the same as last year, like this year's not do or die. right? Like right now, you're building your foundation,
and it will be better than 3-9.
Yeah, if they're 3-9 again, then it's gonna be a different conversation. It will be better than
3-9. I know there's people in the chat, a lot of Arizona fans that have this just pipe dream that Elijah Badger is gonna transfer. I've been pretty consistent even before the portal started that I don't think Elijah Badger is gonna enter the portal. If he does enter the portal, then I'll hand up. I was wrong. I still, to this day, on April 19th, do not believe that Elijah Badger is going to enter the portal. And I would be baffled. It would be the most surprising thing in the world to me if he opted to go to Arizona. Do not see that happening at all. Yeah. And for those of you, again, that believe that Cam Scataboo would also enter the portal, Cam Scataboo's not going anywhere either. That's just not happening. So it's always fun to watch that the Arizona fans kind of talk themselves through things.
EK seems pretty solid. I mean, in today's modern era of college football, man, I guess there's always some sort of small chance, but I'm with you. Just the things I've heard about the guy.
And also there was people on the internet that were like, oh, I understand now why Jaden Rashada left. Jaden Rashada leaving in the NCAA investigation have nothing to do with each other.
I guarantee you he had no clue this was happening.
They literally have nothing to do with each other.
Jaden Rashada did not wake up this morning and go, oh, of course, that's why I left. That's just not what happened. I believe it was Tony in the chat. If we can scroll up real quick, just a little bit right there. We got some good guys coaching here. They just need backing and commitment from the higher ups, and that starts with a capable AD. And I think that's part of the reason why there's no need to freak out over all of this is because of what Kenny has already built in his short time here. And there's nobody I'm worried about that would even come close to doing stuff like this going forward. If anybody understands the new landscape and the new era of college football, it is Kenny. And if there's anybody who's going to build a staff to represent that, it's Kenny. And you're right. You need the money. You need the infrastructure. You need the buy-in and things that you can't do. Because I'm sure that if they just gave Kenny the job, you'd do great at it. But you just can't do everything. And once that happens, hopefully that happens, I think this program is on a fast track to start being one of the better teams in the Big 12. It's just going to take a little bit to get that buy-in, to get that stability, because you're almost like all the way through spring football, basically. Now it's been a couple weeks, and you don't have an AD still.
Yeah. You need an athletic director. And again, I think the excuses now are over. Right. You can no longer sit here and be like, oh, we're waiting for the entirety of the NCAA investigation to come out to kind of understand. Again, you need to move forward with this. I think, again, if you don't have an athletic director by the end of May, we got a serious problem. Mm-hmm. Not to say that, you know, that's when it's going to happen. Initially, this was months ago that I was told that April and May was probably the time frame. But we're more than halfway through April and there still hasn't really been any rumblings on that. So there needs to be a decision made on that rather soon, whether it's internally or externally. Michael Crow needs to make a decision on who is going to lead this athletic department through this, right? Because I think on the basis of a coach level, right, you get that. You've got guys to lead a football program. Say what you want about Bobby Hurley. You've got a guy in place as it stands right now to try and get Arizona State moving forward. You know, you can trust with Willie, whether, you know, the fan base largely wants to buy into Willie as it stands right now. The baseball team's not doing great. Same thing with Zeke Jones in wrestling. Like, you have faith in what they're going to accomplish. The new swim and dive coach, you could trust in a former ASU swimmer, Megan Bartlett. The softball coach, golf is obviously where golf is at. You saw the success that volleyball has had. So, like, you've got individually coaches across the athletic department that can really band together. You just need a damn leader in the athletic department to be like, okay, we've got our guys and girls to go out here and lead Arizona State to, you know, just a better future.
Yeah. And I do think that, like, that's the main thing here is that as bad of a state as Arizona State's, you know, athletic department is, there is so many good things that you can point to. And that you can see, and that with the right amount of investment and the proper allocation of resources and the right people above them making decisions, it won't take too long to get back to where they should be. And I referenced it a little bit earlier, but we did a numbers breakdown on John Wilner for the Mercury News, his reporting on just how much of the athletic department's budget goes to ASU and to the recruiting. it was about $120,000 was the recruiting budget for Bobby Hurley. And that is by far and away the last in the Pac-12, like not even close. And as far as all the other allocation of resources and the percentage of the athletic department's budget, they are at the bottom or near the bottom of the former Pac-12 for everything.
Which, if you're at the bottom of the pack, you're at the bottom of the Big 12.
Right. And if you're looking at ASU basketball right now, like we have, and if you've gone, look at all these problems, look at all these things that need to be fixed, look at the amount of confidence we have that's going to get fixed. Why is everybody leaving? Why is everybody going in and out? Why do you not have the proper resources to keep people and to keep really good players? That plays a massive part in it. And I do think when it comes to actual coaching, like there's stuff that's still left on the table for Bobby that he needs to fix, but there's no secret that it's not just him. And the basketball program is just one of the very public representations of what's going to happen if something doesn't change. Because at the end of the day, if you just don't have the infrastructure to support a successful program, you're not going to get a successful program. It doesn't matter how good of a coach you are. It doesn't matter how great of a community you can build. If the school is not built to sustain and maintain successful high-level programs and put the money into it that's needed, none of that is going to be consistent. None of that is going to be the norm. It's just going to be an anomaly every once in a while. Like, it's just, that's just the way that it is. It's just the way that it is.
No, you're absolutely right. Look, we're going to continue talking Arizona State here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you a little bit about our friends over at Circle K. I was obviously out, not a part of yesterday's show, was very, very under the weather, but still stopped at Circle K. Had to get myself some Gatorades to get me through. I needed those electrolytes.
Needed them.
And of course, Circle K had a great, great deal on it all, guys. You guys can save money every single day with Inner Circle, the new free membership program that Circle K has. And first off, if you're just signing up, you guys can save 25 cents on your first five fill-ups. That's 25 cents per gallon. Then every single day after that, you guys can save 3 cents per gallon as well. Not to mention, you're going to get every sixth free in a selection of those Circle K products, pizza, coffee, ice cold fountain drinks, and more. Like I said, I went yesterday to get some Gatorades. I know they have a bunch of different snacks, and they always are running great deals on everything that they have. I know Shane's not on the show, but he's a big fan of the little treats that they have over at Circle K. What's your favorite Circle K snack, Eric?
A Polar Pop's not a snack, but it's the first thing that comes really to mind. But I do love their kettle cooked chips. In fact, I've gotten in some trouble because I got my grubby little fingers on the Coyote Show's Circle K chips that I didn't know was theirs. But I did eat when I shouldn't have. I looked at the bag and I said to myself, that looks like a yummy snack. And if anybody deserves a yummy snack right now,
Eric Ruby,
it is me.
That's fair, guys.
So I had to.
Join Inner Circle for free by downloading that Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details.
Yeah, and we've talked a lot about money this episode, okay? And if you're trying to win some on your own, and if you're trying to maybe go outside, touch some grass, touch some green and some grass, our friends over the Arizona Lottery, well, they have you covered. You can eat your favorite Circle K snacks while you're on the road, and then go check in at any of 10 geolocated adventures across the great state 48 for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes. And if you don't want to go out, you know, it's getting a little bit hotter, you say, I just want to stay inside and I just want to play my nice little games on my scratchers. Well, you could do that featuring three iconic landscapes. They have the Arizona Adventure Lottery tickets. You can win up to $50,000. Lots of money on the table here. And at the end of the day, you're also going to have fun either going outside before it becomes 185 degrees, or you're going to have a scratcher. And those are always, like we've been mentioning for a long time with our friends at Arizona Lottery, just a fun time to scratch. It's very satisfying, especially when you win some money. So you can do that. Check out all that over at azadventure.com. And remember, the proceeds don't just go to just random corporations. It's also going to go around to helping initiatives across the state, including environmental conservation. So really great stuff going on there at Arizona Lottery. For more information, you can take an adventure for a chance to win $1 million in cash and Arizona travel prizes, visit azadventure.com.
Tony in the chat, bottom line, it doesn't matter if you love or hate the NIL, you need to know how to use it like everyone. Crow just needs to embrace this.
Yeah, that's life. There's a lot of stuff about life currently that people are not a fan of, but if it's what you have to be in, your personal opinion, well, it's important and it's valid and you're allowed to express it. You're not allowed to just tank shit because you don't believe in it.
Absolutely. Tony the chat, kudos to Tochi for entering the Wildcat cage this morning. Look, I ain't afraid of no kitties, man. Come on now. Why are you afraid of cats when you're a big dog over here, man? Come on now. Come on. No, you're absolutely right. You look at the last decade of champions in baseball, basketball, and football. They're all major programs. They all got money. You look at even the ones that were runner-ups, right?
Mm-hmm.
TCU football a few years ago. They got money. They got money. They got
freaking Arkansas has John Calipari money.
And
they're Arkansas.
They got donors. They got money.
Tyson Chicken Nugget donors.
They got
donors.
Investment. They have NIL. And again, now that Ray is gone, now that Herm is gone, now that the situation is behind them, I think it is time. If Michael Crow wants to really show the fan base, whether he does or not, wants to show the fan base that they're trying to move forward with maybe not an emphasis in athletics, because you will never get an emphasis in athletics with Michael Crow at the helm.
Never.
But just at least a step forward. You need to hire an athletic director, because the hiring of the athletic director is going to be the next major move for Arizona State that signals to the fan base, okay, it's time to rally the troops again. Okay? You need an athletic director to fully get that investment and the buy-in from the fan base. Now, I don't necessarily know if an internal hire is going to excite Arizona State fans as much as an external hire would, but you need to make a move now.
The most important thing isn't if it's an internal hire or an external hire or whatever. It's when that person sits down at the press conference and they're asked about NIL and they're asked about the future of college athletics, they need to get the damn answer right. That's it. I don't care. You could be an alien. If you sit down and you understand the current landscape of college athletics, please take my program. Like, that's it. I don't care what the name is. I don't care who they are. I don't care if I know about them. I don't care if it's Anthony damn Totri. Okay?
Oh, I could rally the troops.
Oh, you could. Actually, I think I'd prefer that. That's all I really need. It could be Shane Diefenbach running the athletic department at ASU. I just need somebody who understands what's going on.
A lot of people want to talk about why, like, whose fault it is that this is happening. And, you know, you can point to the people that made the recruiting violations. You can say that Herm Edwards, you know, was oblivious to it, even though he wasn't. And you can talk all you want about Herm Edwards and the school still doesn't have an AD. You know what the fucking problem is? You can look at the lowest level and you go up to Herm and you say he didn't have anything to do with it. He didn't know. You can go up and say, well, the guy above him should have known. The guy above him is Ray Anderson, who is no longer in charge, but is still on the school's fucking payroll. And they don't have an athletic director. And now they're looking at in-house. You wonder what the problem is. It's the university and the program. The whole athletic department is toast. It's toast right now. It's terrible. And I don't know what your guys is. I don't care what the probation is. I don't care anything about this. If it's 4 years now, if it's 4 years later, if it's only a couple things, somebody needs to be held accountable for this. And the fact that, you know, you're still waiting on the NCAA, it's the NCAA's fault, sure. But look internally. Look at the guy that's still on the payroll. The guy that made this mess.
I love it. Amen. I love it. I love it. He's not wrong, man. He's not wrong by any means. I think, again, there is still individuals responsible that still work at Arizona State. You could talk about Ray Anderson. Michael Crow is, you know, there's nobody that's going to be, you know, really holding him accountable for his part in all of this or lack thereof. And that says a whole hell of a lot, right? A whole hell of a lot about just where Arizona State athletics is. Doesn't mean it can't get better, just the current state of it. I know Shane came in here, gave his two cents on it. Eric, do you have any final thoughts on everything that we've kind of discussed today as we close the chapter on this shitty ass book about an even shittier train?
I can't get the visual that I painted about the shit stained walls out of my own head, so I'm going to thank myself for that one. Other than that, I feel like this was a pretty cathartic experience. I hope everybody here, whether you're a Wildcat or an ASU fan, shares the same sentiment. It is time to try and move forward. I think that there's going to be some times where you get pulled back in, some news that comes out. You're going to see Michael Crow. You're going to see Ray Anderson, something like that. But just understand that better days are ahead. The people who are in charge for the most part of each program, like, should have your faith. And hopefully when an athletic director gets hired, you really get back on the tracks and the train can go away from being derailed and actually get to their destination. Those are my final thoughts.
That's fair. Look, I'll say one thing before we get out of here. It's over. Okay.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYN ads.com.
Okay. Herm Edwards, he's gone. Ray doesn't have a big impact. Crow is going to stay where he's at. You don't have to believe in Arizona State Athletics. They haven't shown you any reason to over a major sport in the last 10 to 15 years to actually warrant you to donate your hard-earned money to this program. So I don't blame you for not believing in the Arizona State Sun Devils. But what you can believe in is the individuals that are a part of Arizona State. You can believe in Kenny Dillingham, a young man who grew up in Arizona as an Arizona State Sun Devil that is trying to get this on the right track. You can believe in a guy like Zeke Jones, who has taken Arizona State wrestling to be a top five program year over year. You can believe in the student athletes that choose to be Arizona State Sun Devils long term through softball, through football, through basketball, through baseball, through golf, through hockey. You can believe in those guys. And you can also believe that it's going to take more than just a new athletic director to get this thing going. It's going to take the 70 plus people in the chat that we've had all day. It's going to take the people that saw the bus in Tempe driving around that said fire Ray Anderson to get this thing going. It's going to take everybody that follows this show that bleeds maroon and gold to actually buy into those individuals that we talked about for Arizona State to actually ever do anything in terms of college athletics. So it's Friday, April 19th. I think today is a day to celebrate and just forget about everything that occurred under Herm Edwards and Ray Anderson. Those two don't deserve credit for anything. I don't care what they say. I don't care what their believers say. They were awful, awful for Arizona State in the state of the program for the Sun Devils. But tomorrow, 420, okay, 2024, start over. Start over. Lean into the fact that Kenny Dillingham is the head football coach. Lean into the fact that Zeke Jones leads Arizona State wrestling. Lead into the fact that, guess what? The Pac-12, it's dead. Believe in the Big 12. It's a time to be reborn if you're an Arizona State fan, and I think that's something that you can hang your hat on. But that is going to do it for today's show. Guys, do us a solid. Hit that like button. Hit the subscribe button if you haven't already. Leave a 5-star review if you're listening on audio. You can follow the show at PHNX_SunDevils. You can follow me at Anthony_Toach. You can follow this guy right here at Eric Ruby. That is Eric with a K. You could follow the man who came in here and delivered his own little rant at Shane Deef. That's the fish keeper, guys. But in the meantime, guys, go Devils. Peace.